Here's what's trending for your Wednesday morning.
It's a story out of South Carolina that's got some people's attention. There's a teacher's aide who has been arrested and forced to pay a whole lot of money to fix things after using what's called a poop spray inside of a school.
Ew.
This is not a spray you use to mask the odor of the foul stench. It's something that smells just like it and thought it might be funny to put it into the air system or whatever. Anyhow, a 32-year-old person who should know better, Alexander Lewis, has been charged with disturbing school and malicious injury to property after using the spray that plagued the campus for weeks. People are like, what is that smell? And they had to get HVAC people in to try and find the source of the smell. Like, is what's wrong with the air system that it smells so bad? Kids are getting sick. One of the parents talks about how the bad stench, teacher's aide with some kind of prank on the school system. So not a good move. If you watch baseball, step aside, umpires. Here come the robots. Major League Baseball has approved the use of robo-umpires starting in the 2026 season. If you're a big fan of Major League Baseball, you might have noticed at spring training that they tested out the system, which is where a lot of new technology gets used. Let's use it on the warm-up games. Massive shakeup to the game of baseball that will permit players to dispute balls and strikes in real time. And I believe teams will have at least two chances per match to challenge calls during the game. And it is supposed to take less than, I think it's 15 seconds or something.
Wow.
It's not just one camera. There's a network of 12 cameras that are looped into the system that monitor what is going on the field. So if a challenge is successful, another will be granted. So if you use one of your challenges and you're right, you haven't used one up. They give you one for that. So you'll still keep your two. That's kind of some of the rules of how this robo umpire thing
and don't
will
they, like,
begin.
Tap their helmet or their hat to challenge the call? I think that's what they were saying about it.
Yes. Yeah. That will be the new thing.
And I don't, cool.
However, if you've got an itchy head and you do that right. Little tap thing that you do, like just
it could be confusion.
Why can't they give him a flag like the NFL?
They're not doing that. No, it'll be a tap on the top of the helmet or cap will be the signal to make that happen. Again, the system was first tested in the minor leagues and Major League All-Star game and reportedly has a margin of error that is negligible. So they
wow.
Right, yeah.
So, okay.
There it is. The family out of Oklahoma that found a beautiful sweet treat at the Crater of Diamonds State Park. It was a 2.79 weight carat diamond.
Wow.
After digging a few buckets, like some people spend days there digging. These people literally dug a few buckets like they were just arriving. Dad hadn't even got the snacks out yet. Digging in a few buckets, sifting through the dirt, their screens, mom noticed an unusual oblong shiny stone, and it turns out to be one of the biggest discovered at the park, nearly 3 carats during a recent visit to Diamonds State Park, the Crater of Diamonds, and that's in Oklahoma. So if you've ever thought about traveling
that's
there.
Cool.
Yeah, that seemed like a pretty good find. And finally, last night, it was the return of Jimmy Kimmel to Jimmy Kimmel Live last night after nearly a week-long suspension. Did not apologize for his remarks. Did address the situation. He did slam the Trump administration. The incident has ignited a broader debate over free speech, media influence, the influence of politics and administration over media and all of that. But Jimmy was back last night. The two networks that carry most of those shows on their stations decided not to broadcast. So there's Sinclair and Nexstar, and they own about 25% of local ABC stations. Not the situation here in Buffalo, but for many markets, they didn't see the airing of Jimmy Kimmel. Doesn't mean they couldn't see it somewhere, but it wasn't on their regular turn it on TV when Jimmy's on. So I'm sure the clips are everywhere. Everyone's probably going to see them at some way, shape, or form. Or some will choose to ignore it. A very split reaction to Jimmy Kimmel. And he was back on last night. And that's it for your news and views. Time right now is 6:51.